Hi there. This is the Woman Inspired Podcast. I'm Karen. Happy to meet you. I'm glad you're here for this episode called Becoming a Prepper. Before I get into that topic, though, which may not be quite what you think it is, let me share that my newest book is coming out very, very soon, April 10th to be exact. So if you're looking for information on that, which I hope you are, you can probably find it in the show notes. In upcoming episodes, you'll find a link. Or you can go straight to my podcast, which is womaninspired.com. That's womaninspired.com for all the details and a link there on how to find it. You can also Google Karen McCracken in Amazon and all my books will come up there. And of course, I've got social media links, speaking engagement info, and how you can contact me if you'd like me to speak at your next event on womaninspired.com. All right, before we get into the nitty gritty, let me share the quotey-quotey, a pod quote that is. All right, here's one. I don't know who said this, but I'll say it right now. The storm that comes to break you may be the storm God uses to make you. And here's one I also like. This one can be attributed to several different people. Some Pope John, I don't remember which one, the Dalai Lama, several different politicians and celebrities, but here it is. A tree with strong roots can withstand the most violent storm, but the tree can't grow roots just as the storm appears on the horizon. I love that. I'll say it again. The storm that comes to break you. Oh, that's the wrong one, but I love that one too. I'm going to say it again. The storm that comes to break you may be the storm God uses to make you. It's just one of those things. It's one of those days. Have you ever had one of those days where your brain is kind of running 50 steps ahead of where you really are? So what comes out of your mouth is a mix and a mingle of step one all the way to step 50. So I will try to get my brain together as I go through this podcast, but it's just real. This is who I am and it's life. That's what we have to deal with. And that's kind of what this episode is about, is dealing with real life, becoming a prepper, you know, prepping for the storms. That's what the focus is today. So I was thinking about storms this week because we have been hit by several storms with high winds and hail, tornado watches, and some tornado warnings. And so there's many times in life when we have to face the storms. Winter, fall, high winds, limbs down, you name the season. When you live in Kentucky or in probably any state in the United States, in any part of the world, a storm is possible. At least in most geographic locations across the globe, it is possible during any single season. I think one of the worst storms we ever went through here was an ice storm several years ago. It seems like mid-February, maybe around Valentine's Day week, seems to be the worst winter weather week we usually have every year. Whether it's 2 feet of snow coming down in less than 24 hours or just sheets and sheets of ice that stick to everything, the weather chooses Valentine's week to make its mark in our winter season every year. It just does. And when we had that horrible ice storm, like I said, the worst ice storm I've ever seen, everything was coated with layers of ice, so much so that the trees were bent over touching the ground. I mean, limbs broke, power went out across the majority of the state. You couldn't walk on the sidewalks or drive on the roadways because the ice was so thick and hard. And it was gorgeous, though. Oh my gosh, everything was sparkling and white. I mean, even all the little branches just coated completely around the stop signs. It was like we were in the middle of, if you've ever seen the movie Dr. Zhivago, and the ice storm when the house is iced over. I mean, just, it was unbelievable. It was beautiful, but dangerous. And I remember my husband and I and the kids, we had no idea what was going on. We knew there was a forecast for possible sleet and snow, but we had no idea what was happening because we were asleep. They predicted some kind of a weather event, but they really had no idea it was going to be that bad. We didn't have any kind of major ice storm warning or anything. And I remember that one of the kids had been pretty sick the night before, so we had been up. We didn't have much sleep. We slept really hard when we took a nap. I mean, it was about a 2-hour nap. All of us, we just laid down and took a nap. And we did not hear the little plunk, plunk, plunk of the ice coming down outside until we woke up. Because when we woke up, when we heard it was starting to sleet sideways and it was hitting the windows. And we had a window right above our bed in the bedroom, and that's what woke us up. And when we woke up, that's all we could hear was the ice raining in sideways onto the window. And that's literally all we could hear because we had no electricity. It was so quiet. You know, you think you have quiet times in your life or quiet times in your household, but there's a whole different kind of quiet going on when you don't have electricity running. There were no noises outside because nobody could go anywhere. We couldn't hear the train, no cars going by. You didn't hear birds. Everybody was under protection or frozen in. And there was no whir of the refrigerator or the sound of the heat kicking on, nothing. It was beautifully peaceful, but at the same time, once we realized why it was happening, it was a little eerie. And that storm put the majority of people across the state anywhere from 2 to 5 days, and some people even 4 weeks without electricity. We went 7 days without it. And I remember thinking, okay, what are we going to do? Because at that time, pretty much newly married, less than a year married actually, me with 2 stepkids, and then my husband, who had to go to work because he was a firefighter paramedic. So the fire truck came and picked him up. We didn't live very far from the fire station, so they were pulling in anybody and everybody they could because power lines were going down, fires were going, you know, being started because of the power lines. It was just horrible. And so he got pulled in, and it was a government edict that no one was allowed out on the streets unless you were emergency personnel. So off my husband went, and he was gone for almost 4 days straight of the 7 days with no power. And it was one of those situations where I had to figure out what to do. What am I going to do? I wasn't scared, but I was highly concerned because we were not prepared. I can't say that now we're prepared for everything under the sun either, because I don't think that's possible. But we work harder to be prepared for seasonal storms now, because then when I had no source of heat whatsoever, it was extremely challenging. We had to hang blankets and sleeping bags from the doors and cover the windows to block off one room that we could stay in, so we keep as much of our body warmth in there as possible. I had candles that I could light, but I didn't know the old, you know, flip a clay pot over the top of a lit candle and it will turn it into a little radiator and at least radiate heat for about 4 feet around it. I know that now, but I didn't know it then, so we didn't even have that. We didn't have a generator for backup electricity. We didn't have the flashlights easily readily available. I had to go hunt for them and hunt for batteries. I didn't have a pack all together with crafts and games for the kids and I to keep ourselves busy during that time while we're snuggled under blanket upon blanket eating crackers and lunch meat, by the way. But once you go through a storm unprepared like that, hopefully it will do for you what it did for me and spur you on to put your mindset in prepper mode. That's what it did for me. Now, I'm not talking about get into prepper mode and be fanatical. Go out there and make sure you have 20 years worth of groceries and stock up on 5,000 candles and sock away $50,000 worth of gold for the future. I'm not making fun of anybody who does that. And I'm not saying that's not even a good thing to do. It definitely can be if you could afford it. But that's not what I'm talking about right now. I'm talking about just making sure you're prepared for the storms that come. The seasonal physical weather-induced storms, and the storms in life that inevitably arise that have nothing to do with the weather. It's not even the big things that might happen on the horizon that need to give you the most concern either, but the everyday storms. Because let's face it, ice storms, winter blizzards, tornado weather, hail and rain, power outages, which we have frequently at our house, they are a part of life in most countries and in most places, for sure, across the United States. People say, well, that's a first world problem to be worried about having electricity. Yes, it is. But guess what? We live in a first world. not a third world country, where we were taught what to do without electricity and how to live without running water and heat. We're used to having electricity, so not having it is a problem for us. It's no less a problem for us than being without fire would be a problem for someone in a third world country. Many lives literally depend on electricity in our first world. It is just our world. Keeping medicine and food cool, or people on oxygen, heat so we don't freeze, kidney dialysis machines, ventilators. There's so many things that are dependent upon electricity. Ways that people stay alive depend on electricity. So when a storm hits that takes the power out, we have to do our best to be prepared. And putting our heads in the sand and acting like it's not going to happen only puts us and other people in jeopardy. Our livelihoods, for the most part, depend on electricity. Being able to keep our food properly stored relies on electricity. So, because we haven't learned alternative ways. So in the crazy, chaotic world we live in these days and times of more storms and greater catastrophes, wars and new weapons, it's time we say, oh, wait a minute, I should really be prepared for the storms that come up in life. Instead of waiting until they just kind of smack us really hard, unprepared, that they make us worry, we're scared, we're freaking out because we don't know what to do, we need to be prepared. Why wait until you feel lost or you feel alone and you feel like everything is so definitely quiet that you don't know what to do? I hear people say, oh, it doesn't matter. I don't need to be prepared. I know God's in control. Absolutely, God's in control, but he's expecting you to use the brain he gave you to also be wise. So let's be wise about prepping, about being prepared. And I say all this not to push prepping as in homesteading and, doomsday stuff on people. That's not why I say this. What I'm saying is that you can relate that, or I liken it to the other types of storms in life, the mental, emotional, and spiritual ones. Well, and even physical or biological storms that might suddenly come up. They are the price of being human. It's true. Going through storms in life is part of the price we pay for being here. We will encounter things that hurt us, that throw us off balance, that frighten us, that try to distract us or keep us from even accomplishing what God wants us to do and keep us from staying grounded in faith. So we have to be prepared for what might come our way. Can we be prepared for everything? Again, no, we can't. A diagnosis of cancer, a sudden illness, the sudden death of a loved one, financial ruin of some sort that was extremely unexpected. All of these things are things that could come up that we may not be prepared for, no matter how much we attempt to prepare for them. But we can be prepared for them the best possible way by being grounded in our faith. That's how we prepare. We may not be able to handle every aspect of it. It may take us down a little. It still may cause us to fear if some of these things happen to us, or when something happens. It may cause us to doubt for a moment. It may cause us to be angry or scream or cry or feel like we're going to cave in. But we can stay spiritually resilient and strong by being grounded in faith. That's how we prepare for the true storms in life. We may not be able to prepare for every storm and every little thing that comes our way, but we know who is prepared. We know who we can lean on to strengthen us and help us stand up under whatever threat comes our way. Even though we don't know what's coming over the horizon, we don't know if we're going to get a promotion at work that's a blessing, and yet it could cause us to have to work three times as much and have more stress. We don't know if we might win the lottery and then when we do have to deal with all the financial issues and stress that comes with it. And, you know, you might think that wouldn't cause stress, but I've seen a lot of people in media who've won major money and it caused additional stress. And most of us would like to find out what that kind of stress feels like, but it's still a change and it can throw us off balance. It can be like a storm rushing through and blowing you this direction and that direction. When you have any change in your everyday life that rips what's expected out of your schedule and replaces it with questions and unknown stress, it's a storm. It's something you have to deal with. Even things that seem small are things that we should mentally, emotionally, and spiritually strengthen ourselves for. Like, I had an entire week of activities planned out because I have so much I need to accomplish. But yet, when I got strep throat and I couldn't go anywhere and I was too sick to sit at the computer and work, that was a storm. And if I hadn't have been prepared for it, it would have blown me away. It would have been more like a tornado ripped me apart instead of a heavy rain with high winds that was just upsetting and inconvenient. Things like that happen. Then there are other storms in life, like a loved one who is sick and you have to help take care of them, or your car breaks down and has to be in the shop for a week. Been there and had that happen. I almost missed a speaking engagement because of it, because there were no car rentals available. Things like this are not just a challenge for you and I, but for everyone. Maybe the challenge of being in a work environment where someone is persecuting you or treating you unfairly, and you have to get another job, or you have to deal with that storm. And sometimes the storm is brewing within us because we feel like we're being tossed around this way and that. How do you prepare for that? Where your mindset is, how your heart is, and where you are spiritually makes all the difference in the world when storms like this come up in your life. When the storms kick up and the winds blow hard, are you well rooted? Do your roots go down deep into Jesus Christ and into his word so you're not knocked off balance or uprooted and tossed every which way when something comes at you? Colossians 2, 6 through 8 says, "So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the elemental spiritual forces of this world rather than on Christ." That's the key to being prepared. Just like the pod quote I read earlier said, a tree with strong roots can withstand the most violent storm, but the tree can't grow roots just as the storm appears on the horizon. You can't wait till a storm hits to suddenly decide you need your roots to be deeper and that's the way you can be strong. You have to prepare for it. If your roots are deep into the truth of who Jesus is to you and how he wants you to live, filled with the Holy Spirit, then with God, you can handle any storm that comes your way. It still might not feel good. It's still a storm. I'm not saying it'll take the storm away. I'm not saying that it'll make the hail feel good as it's pelting you. I'm just saying it will help you to be able to handle the storm. Just like it says in that verse in Colossians, you received Christ Jesus as Lord. You need to continue to live your lives rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith. That's what helps you to be strong enough to handle the storms. And when you're not strong enough, he will be your strength. Ephesians 3, 16 through 19 tells us that Jesus has glorious riches for us, and those riches will strengthen us. And that being rooted and established in his love will give us a power from him. That knowing his love is basically the greatest knowledge that there is. It says, "I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God." That is how you get prepared for the storms in life. It's not about buying candles or making sure you have batteries for your flashlight and you have extra fuel for a generator so you can power up your house. It's not about making sure you have at least 6 months worth of food supply and water. Sure, those things are wise to do and that will help you with some of the kinds of storms in life. But what about preparing yourself spiritually, mentally, and emotionally? Preparing ourselves in these areas are even more important than the things we do to make sure we are physically safe. Think about it in this way. If we don't have the mental clarity, the emotional stability, or the spiritual strength to tackle the things in the flesh and physical nature, then we will be uprooted in probably every storm that hits us. If we don't make sure we're strong enough and prepared in the internal ways that matter the most, then it will affect us externally as well. The external is sometimes easier to focus on. We all know that, right? Don't you think? It's easier to go around and shop for emergency supplies and make yourself feel better. Make sure that you have extra cash just in case, or make sure that the cars have fuel in them when you know winter storm's coming. And that helps us feel better because it's something tangible and physical we can put our hands on. And maybe it's more entertaining and palatable to listen to 10 podcasts and videos about prepping, gardening, homesteading, and creating a bunker under your back porch and training for survival skills. But all those things won't help you prepare for a serious storm if you don't first have the mental, emotional, and spiritual strength or stability to handle the storm in the first place. The thoughts, the feelings, the emotions, and spiritual knowledge need to be the priority. If you're into packing an emergency bag, have you put a Bible in it? Just a thought. Making sure your spiritual health and ability to stay in the Word and match the information that's being thrown at you by the world to the truth in the Word of God is extremely important. So I encourage you to have a Bible. At least put one in your car. Making sure that you're prayed up, prayed for, praying for other people in communication with God daily so that He will prepare you is the very best way to be ready for any storm that comes your way. Taking time to study the Bible, to pray, to listen to Him, to worship, watch a few sermons here and there instead of Hollywood news. Prepping shows and goofy animal videos are great here and there, but it's more practical and a good idea to ready yourself with the Word of God. Because truthfully, you may not know what's coming, but God knows. You may not be able to see the storm heading your way, but He does. He always knows what's headed our way. He may be putting a thought in your mind and a tug on your heart to study a particular scripture or watch a DVD or listen to a sermon, but you ignore Him when He does that. All the while, He's putting it out there for you because He wants to prepare you for something that's coming your way. You know, sometimes we don't get what we want in the moment. At least I don't. I'm sure you don't either, but we ask God, we beg Him, we plead, but He doesn't give us what we want. And then later on, we're able to turn back and look and say, oh my gosh, I get it, God, I get it. I get why You didn't give me what I wanted. If I had gotten what I wanted then, I wouldn't be prepared for what I'm in the middle of right now. I would have missed that blessing or that lesson, and I would have been lost in the middle of this current storm. My roots wouldn't have been deep and strong enough, Lord, and I wouldn't be in You enough, Lord. I have been there, thinking I knew best when in reality God knew. He always knows because He can see what I can't, and He strengthened me through it. I praise Him for those times, the times I didn't get my own way, and the reason I didn't was because He was protecting me from the storm that was coming. When that happens, pay attention. That's God's hand on you. That's God's timing. He's with you always, and He wants you to be prepared in and out of season. Be prepared to be strong enough to handle the storms in life, but also prepared to tell other people about Him and to be a good steward of whatever He blesses you with. He also wants each and every one of us to be prepared for the things that come our way that we have to tackle and that He desires us to have victory in. He wants us to succeed in being safe in the midst of challenges and stresses. He wants to protect each of us and keep us from getting hurt. And when we do get hurt, He wants us to run to Him for comfort, for safety, and for guidance. Jesus wants you and I both to be prepared, to be as strong spiritually and faithfully as we possibly can. But that's up to us, isn't it? It can't be all on Him. It's a choice we have to make, just like choosing to accept Him, choosing to follow Him, choosing to love Him is a choice. So what are you going to take time for? You have time to maybe binge watch your favorite show on Netflix, right? You have time to go sit in a parking lot and drink that Starbucks coffee while you listen to something on the radio or scroll through social media. You have time to go play a video game. All those things are fine in moderation, and all those things are fine if you have also given God his due time in your life first. If you have given the time and attention that your spirit needs in order to be fed, to prepare it for daily life as a human being, then all those things are good. To pray daily, though, to pray daily, to be strengthened for life's challenges and stresses and storms that come your way, that's the goal. That's when you're good. That's when you're okay. Although I think that most of us, though not all of us, but most of us are not quite as prepared as we should be in that area. I know that I'm not. I'm just not. This is just as much a reminder for me as it is for you. This is what God put on my heart to share with you all. But he's convicting me of it as well. I have work to do. There are some times in my life where I've been much more prepared mentally, emotionally, and spiritually than I am right now. And other times when I was completely unprepared for even the smallest, lightest rain to fall on me. Psalm 46, 1 through 3 says, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. I encourage you today to make preparing yourself for the storms of life a greater priority than you do now. And remember, no matter what storm it is or how it hits, you can always, always take refuge in the Lord. Like the psalmist in chapter 57, verse 1 through 2 says, have mercy on me, my God, have mercy on me, for in you I take refuge. I will take refuge in the shadow of your wings until the disaster has passed. That's where you'll find me. So I encourage you to dig deep into the Word, make that time for prayer, and prepare your mind, your heart, your body, your spirit for the storms that will inevitably come. And remember that God knows what's coming even if you don't. So be a prepper. Be prepared. It'll be a blessing for you and probably a great example to somebody else. So thanks so much for tuning into this episode of the Woman Inspired Podcast. I hope you have a blessed week.